Welcome to Rhetorical Roots and Media Future, how podcasting fits into the computers and writing classroom. Episode 2, review of the literature on podcasting in the writing classroom. Welcome to Rhetorical Roots and Media Future, how podcasting fits into the computers and writing classroom. A multimodal project exploring podcasting as part of a writing class. You are listening to Episode 2, Review of the Literature on Podcasting in the Writing Classroom. This is a 7-episode podcast series with an interconnected web text published in Kairos, a journal of rhetoric, technology, and pedagogy. A full transcript of each episode is available on the website and in the lyrics field of this MP3 file. I am Dr. Jennifer L. Bowie, your host for this series and a senior usability research analyst for the Home Depot website. I'm also a podcaster with a variety of podcasts, including Screen Space, a podcast about creating usable, accessible, effective, and efficient web, blog, and digital media design for the everyday and non-expert designer. In this episode, I explore some of the literature on podcasting in the writing classroom, focusing on some advantages researchers have found with podcasting: higher achievements, student support and enthusiasm, time and location shifted advantages, student opinions, community building, and classroom experience. Further literature discussion is available in a more traditional academic style on the web text, so do check this out. Without further ado, let us begin Episode 2, Review of the Literature on Podcasting in the Writing Classroom. Review of the Literature on Podcasting in the Writing Classroom. Since podcasting is so young, only about 6 years old, it's not surprising there is limited scholarship on the subject, even less on podcasting in education, let alone in writing classrooms. But the research that does exist provides a rationale for the adoption of podcasts in the writing classroom. Various scholars have found several benefits to podcasting, which can be combined into 5 categories.
Category 1, higher achievements. In 2 different studies on the use of podcasts of class lectures, researchers found that podcasts resulted in higher student achievements. Belinda Tyann and Stephen Colbrand, on pages 831 to 832, discovered reduced attrition and a, quote, higher standard of answers and examinations, unquote, with the use of podcasts. Danny McKinney, Jennifer Dyke, and Elise Lubber found that students who studied with podcasts and related PowerPoint handouts had higher exam scores than students who only attended a lecture with PowerPoint slides. Category 2, student support and enthusiasm. 3 different studies on teacher-produced podcasts found high levels of student support and enthusiasm for podcasts. McKinney, Dyke, and Lubber, on page 621, determined that 88% of students prefer a podcast of a missed lecture over lecture notes. Similarly, Evan noted that students are more receptive to learning from podcasts than from lectures or textbooks. In a 3rd study, Michael Huntsberger and Alan Stavinsky provided optional and supplemental podcasts of reading overviews for the students, and learned that students enthusiastically appreciated these podcasts, with 89% of students listening to the podcasts. In fact, 35% of students listened more than once, which is impressive for optional class material. Category 3, time and location shifted. The time and location shifted option for podcasts is a benefit that researchers in 2 different studies highlighted. According to Evans, nearly 80% of the students rated the anytime, anywhere ability as important, and 25% of the students took advantage of this and listened to their class podcasts while traveling. Huntsberger and Stavinsky, on page 403, found similar numbers of students taking advantage of this ability. About 30% listened during, quote, unspecified activities, end quote. And students were also excited that they could listen to the podcasts at their own convenience. Category 4, student opinions. In 2 studies, students expressed positive opinions on the benefits of podcasts. According to Tyann and Colbrand, students think podcasts are valuable to their studies, assist learning, aid exam preparation, and provide flexibility. Evan states on 496 that students think podcasts enhance their learning experience and are more effective revision tools than textbooks or student notes. And finally, Category 5, Community Building and Classroom Experience. The use of podcasts may also enrich community building and classroom experience according to two studies. Students in Krause's online class thought that the podcast, like audio files, provided them a classroom-like experience, which was helpful. Tyann and Colbrand discovered increased community building in the classes with lecture-based podcasts. Each of these studies I discussed analyzed audio podcasts. Of course, there are also issues with including these podcasts. While the time and location-shifted option is a benefit, it is not always used. Evans found that 80% of the students he studied listened on their computer and only 20% on MP3 players. So mobility was not fully utilized by the students. But this does not mean it is not a benefit for those 20% of students who listen anywhere. In Tyann and Colbrand's study on page 831, students pointed out several other problems, including implementation costs, lack of visuals, delays in the availability of the lectures, additional time needed to listen, reduction in lecture attendance, and, quote, not being able to ask questions, unquote. Not being able to ask questions points to a serious concern related to podcasts, especially lecture-style podcasts. This lack of interaction could be a significant determinant to many students, especially those struggling with the material. While other forms of interaction may be possible, such as emails, discussion forums, and even future classes, the lack of an instantaneous answer is problematic. Also, the podcasters do not get the immediate feedback from the audience, their students, and cannot adjust the material to fit the audience, their students' immediate needs. So while many advantages exist, there are also disadvantages to consider, especially with these lecture-style podcasts. The majority of these studies occurred outside computer and writing classes, or even rhetoric, composition, and technical communication classes. Stephen D. Krause conducted one of the few audio podcast research studies in computers and writing. In a small study of his online class, which 11 of his 19 students participated in, he provided supplemental audio files similar to podcasts. He found students thought the files aided in the study of material, but that some students had issues with the extra time the podcast took, or because they were not audio-based learners. Krause also found that of the 11 students, 3 did not listen to the supplemental material, 4 listened to some, and the other 4 listened to half or more. This matches the research by McKinney, Dyke, and Lubber, and also Huntsberger and Stravinsky. Students will listen to podcast supplemental material. While none of these studies examined other types of supplemental material, it would be interesting to see if students are more or less likely to access supplemental material in podcast or audio form. From these studies, it appears that podcasts in the classroom may lead to higher scores, higher levels of student interest in the material, and repeated listening to the podcasts, and a more classroom-like experience for online classes. In addition, students find that the podcasts are valuable to their studies, assist learning, and provide flexibility. However, drawing on these studies, issues like increased time requirements, implementation costs, and lack of visuals should be considered with podcasts in the classroom. Although these studies are helpful to those considering incorporating podcasting into their classes, the researchers focus on teacher-produced podcasts that are generally recorded lectures. While it is important to understand how effective and helpful teacher-produced podcasts are, these are not the only types of podcasts computers and writing teachers should consider for their classes. We teach our students how to compose in various media and genres, so we should consider the fit of student-produced podcasts in our classrooms. In the rest of this article, I present how podcasting, especially student-produced podcasts, may help our students rethink established rhetorical and writing concepts, such as the 5 canons, and apply them in new ways. I also discuss how rethinking and new applications may often lead to increased traditional print and digital media writing skills. This concludes episode 2, review of the literature on podcasting in the writing classroom. Thanks for listening. In the web text, I have an expanded literature review with more of the literature in computers and writing and related academic areas. Please check this out too. Are you ready to move on to rhetorical roots and media future? In the next episode, episode 3 of this article, I present how podcasting, especially student-produced podcasts,
may help our students rethink well-established rhetorical and writing concepts, such as the five canons, and apply them in new ways. I cover invention in episode 3, arrangement and style, episode 4, memory and delivery in episode 5. In episode 6, I discuss how rethinking and new applications may often lead to increased traditional print and digital media writing skills. In episode 7, I wrap up the article and think about the future. If you missed it, do listen to episode 1, where I introduce the series and podcasting. Full reference information, transcripts, and links are available in the web text and also in the lyrics field of this MP3. This text is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike 3.0 United States license. Rights to the student samples are reserved by their authors. Please give me, Jennifer L. Bowie, and Kairos credit. Don't make any money off of this, and share any derivative works. Thanks for listening.